One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, Stav. Just want to get your advice on this. I'm going to leave the specifics out because this is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But I've been with my girl for 3 years now. And we just moved from a small rural town on the East Coast to a big city on the West Coast.
Okay.
And our first night here, she went through my phone and saw that I was on Grindr talking to trans women. And I'll put it lightly, things have been a shit show ever since.
Been out here
a couple months and trying to work things out, but obviously she's pissed at me.
Oh, dude, pause this.
And
we need an electric guitar drop for something like this. This is fucking awesome. Anyway, let's finish this. But you know what? Now this is a question. Oh, this other guy's getting voice notes. Who gives a fuck?
This is
a fucking
I'm
question.
Here, baby.
This is why we play the game. Just anyway, let's finish this before I fully comment. But yes,
it's not really like I intended on like meeting with these ladies, but mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I have a porn addiction, and one thing led to another, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just wanted to get your advice on that.
Okay,
thanks.
This is awesome. There's so many incredible elements to this question. First of all, the caller who's clearly in the wrong couldn't be more in the wrong. Absolutely his fault in every way. It's weird. That's another one. It's fucking strange that it's like this man. So here's what happened. This man, they were living somewhere rural.
Yes.
The day their fucking plane touches down.
I love that.
He has Grindr locked. And he's like, they don't got trans girls in fucking Omaha, wherever
the
fuck we're from.
I love that.
I'm in San Fran, baby. Yeah. Let's take a fucking look. Our first night here.
I love
it. Our first night here. She goes to your phone. You couldn't wait. You don't think. Oh my God, dude. This is out of control. So here's the thing.
This guy's fucked.
This guy's so fucked. It's fun. I almost feel bad because he doesn't know how fucking stupid he sounds.
It's like,
well, it's not a lie if you believe it. That's his situation right here. It's like, come on, man. I was never going to meet with these girls. It's like, there's moving boxes. Your plates are fucking covered in bubble wrap and you're downloading Grindr? The fuck are you talking about, dude? You weren't gonna. It took you 12 minutes to download the app. You don't think maybe 2 to 3, couple days later, you might consider getting your dick sucked by one of these girls? Who are you fucking kidding, dude? Yeah, no shit, she's pissed at you. Imagine being this woman, dude. You're like, I can't wait to start my life in the big city with the love of my life. And like, look, we're a very open show here. We're very inclusive. I'll, you know, shout out to trans women. We're big fans
here.
Shout out. Okay? But
that's not the problem. That's not the problem.
That's not the problem at all. But from her perspective, it's like one thing to catch your boy, like, okay, unless she knows you're into trans girls, like, from the beginning. But if this is also, like, kind of a weird, or if you're bi or something, or you're into trans, like, if that's established, then this is just cheating. But if you're you're her small town beau, and also, by the way, you think she called her Republican dad and was like, you're right. The city turned Michael gay.
Quickest transition ever.
As soon as he started breathing that California air, he was hungry for cock. Now he's in the larval stage. It's still girls with cocks. But any day now, he's going to fully turn and want to suck guys' cocks. This is awesome, dude. Okay, so let's just... Another thing about this show is we are your lawyers, okay? You can't lie to us. You can't lie to us. So don't lie to yourself. Do you really think it's just porn addiction, pal?
Because
you're right. You're in the fucking pocket immediately, dude. First night is crazy.
What is this? I attended on like meeting with...
He says I never intended on meeting with these ladies.
I never intended on meeting with these ladies.
That's what he's saying.
So, okay. So...
That's just he's just doing for attention. He's jacking. It's a thrill, whatever. I'm here to tell you that again. Like I kind of made this point earlier, but it's like, yes, one day into moving to the city, you didn't intend to meet with them. But maybe I don't know. 2 months ago, did you intend to download Grindr? Probably not. That's how these things go. I think you need to be honest with yourself. There's a couple things that need to happen here.
This is over.
Oh yeah, this
is done. This is 100%
dude,
done.
Dude, day one, it'd be one thing if it was like...
No, it's over.
It's also like, bro, I hate to break it to you, and it's all good.
Yeah. You're a good
but
guy.
But you don't download Grindr and talk to trans girls because you have a porn addiction.
No, you're gay.
I watched a lot of porn. He's maybe not even gay.
No.
But there's something you're trying to explore, pal, and you're in the middle of a relationship that was serious enough... For you to move to a big city together.
She'll never forget it. Forget
that day.
She will
constantly be worried.
It's over.
She will constantly be worried. And by the way, she's right. Or she's made like, be honest. Do you really, like, no, I'm not even saying. Yeah, look into your heart and don't lie to us. Would you like to get sucked off by a sexy trans girl?
I think he definitely does, 100%. He has intentions to meet up with these women.
Even if he doesn't, if that's something you want, and you're in a relationship with a cis woman, whatever, or you haven't had that experience, or maybe he has, I don't know. I guess I am taking for granted that this is something he just did because he had access to trans women for the first time in a big city. But either way, let's say this is something you used to be into. She knows this about you. This is cheating. You're cheating on your girlfriend. It's light cheating. It's not the most extreme form of cheating, but it's cheating. And so, yeah, she's pissed. And there's two things here. There's two paths, right? Make it right. You claim you have porn addiction. Go get counseling.
Yeah.
Go get... That's... If you really think it's a sex addiction, porn addiction thing, and you really want to make this work, that's fine. But we also don't know... how old you are, how many relationships you've been in. You know, my hunch is small rural town, you're a relatively young guy.
Yeah.
You move to the, you know, you're in a relationship and you like this girl. I'm not saying you don't like your current girlfriend, but feels like you got some exploring to do.
I think so too.
That's what it feels like.
Even if it's not Grindr, even if it's Tinder or Bumble, you're still... That's already cheating.
Let it be Grindr. Yeah, it's cheating.
Any
way you slice it, it's cheating.
To
you're
the
cheating.
Person
that you
love. This happens to be hysterical.
It is funny as shit. It is, again, day one.
Day one
so
is
so awesome.
Unbelievable.
The U-Haul, you haven't returned the U-Haul yet. You're in the U-Haul parking lot waiting to return it. You're fucking using data to download Grindr. You don't even got Wi-Fi. I mean, come on, bro.
That's nuts, dude. That's nuts.
So anyway, so those are your two options. It's really, it is a little simple. It's like, do everything you need to do to make this work. But, you know, you seem pretty young. I don't know if that's even worth if the juice is worth the squeeze. Or be honest with yourself and think, even if you, let's say, dude, because if you were single... If you were single, this is not a problem. It's a problem because you're in a fucking relationship.
Yeah, you're dishonest and you're not being honest with the person who you moved to the big city with. The big West Coast city.
So I do wish we had a little more, but I get why you don't want to tell us too much more, but man.
I get it too, for sure.
I mean, this is also a guy who,
his affect
is so like, he's like, oh no, everything's fine. This is like a guy. You're playing the violin on the Titanic, or no? You're not even that. You're sitting down for a nice meal on the Titanic as it's going down. You're the guy on floor 100 of the World Trade Center microwaving a fucking breakfast burrito right now.
I want to know, off the hop, I'm going to leave the specifics out because it's embarrassing.
I guess which city, how old that, they are, that stuff.
That specifics?
He does. This is embarrassing and he doesn't want it to be traced back to him.
Okay. I thought there was more embarrassing.
That would be awesome. But I don't think that's the case.
No, I think you're right, Sammy.
So anyway.
I think he's got some soul searching to do.
Either way, you have some soul searching and be honest to yourself. But if you do want to make this work, go to, and you really believe you have a porn addiction, go to counseling for it, go to a specialist for it, talk it through. And maybe through that you'll figure out some stuff about yourself. But I do think you got to be a little honest to yourself. Like, I want this? You know, like, listen, I'll get sucked off by a trans girl, no problem. I've never gone on Grindr. I've never been in a loving relationship, gone on Grindr. The day I was in a city with them, right?
That's
it's more
wild,
of a like,
dude.
Hey, if it happens,
that's
you know, that'd
wild,
be awesome.
Dude.
I've never
you've been
risked it all.
First day, dude. You've
first
been dreaming
is,
about this,
dude. He's been
you've
jacking
been,
off.
You were in the cornfields of Iowa.
I know.
Looking at a big old corn stalk.
I know.
Wishing,
being like,
it was trans cock.
Yep.
And you're like, one day it will be.
One day
I will be in Silicon Valley.
One day I'll be
poofing on
day,
a donger.
Monday my app's gonna go public. I'm gonna use the money to get a fucking penthouse.
My app will go public.
Oh, dude, this is awesome.
He's a good kid, but my
you're a good
God,
guy,
dude.
But you do need to figure some stuff out about yourself. Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.